Chapter 7 The Stapletons.
Next morning, the dining room looked completely different. The sun came in the window, and we both felt better as we had our breakfast. Sir Henry, did you hear a woman cry last night? I asked.
Yes, Watson, I did. I thought it was a dream,
he replied. He looked at the servant, who was very pale.
Barrymore, do you know anything about this?
No, my lord. I can assure you it was not my wife.
But I saw Mrs. Barrymore later, and her eyes were very red. This strange couple seemed very mysterious to me. Sir Henry had to examine some family documents, so I went for a walk on the moor to reflect on events. Were the Barrymores responsible for Sir Charles's death? I hoped Holmes would arrive soon. My thoughts were interrupted by a voice behind me, calling my name. I was surprised to see a small, slim man with fair hair. He had a butterfly net in one hand.
Please excuse me, Dr. Watson,
he said.
I would like to introduce myself. My name is Stapleton. I live in Merripit House.
I remembered Holmes's words. Stapleton was a neighbour of Sir Charles Baskerville. But how did he know my name? I asked him.
I was at Dr. Mortimer's, and he indicated you as you passed his house,
he replied.
I decided to introduce myself. Is Sir Henry well? I hope he is not superstitious about his uncle's death. People here believe poor Sir Charles was killed by a monstrous creature that lives on the moor. What does Mr. Sherlock Holmes think?
His question surprised me, but Stapleton explained.
I know of your famous detective friend from your writings. I'd like to know his opinion.
I can't tell you that, Mr. Stapleton, I said.
I understand, Dr. Watson. I'm sorry for my curiosity. Can I invite you to my home, Merripit House? I would like you to meet my sister, Beryl.
I remembered that Holmes said it was important to talk to the neighbours, so I accepted his invitation. Stapleton talked about the moor as we went towards the house. He said it was a dangerous place and that there were patches of quicksand which were a risk for people and animals who didn't know the terrain well. Suddenly, I heard a terribly sad, long howl from the moor. What is that? I cried.
The villagers say it is the hound of the Baskervilles, but I think it's probably the call of a rare bird or perhaps a fox. The moor is a strange place,
Stapleton answered, but I noticed his face had a curious expression. He indicated some circular stone constructions on the hills.
Look at those, Dr. Watson. They are prehistoric homes. Oh, excuse me, it's a Cyclopides.
And suddenly he ran off chasing a small butterfly. I saw that he crossed the uneven terrain of the moor with confidence. A lady was arriving from the direction of Merripit House. I supposed she was Miss Stapleton. She was a woman of unusual exotic beauty. Tall, elegant, dark, and very different to her brother. I prepared to introduce myself, but her first words stopped me.
Go back,
she said.
Go back to London immediately.
I stared at her, perplexed. Why? I asked.
I can't explain,
she said urgently.
But you must go away and never come back to the moor. Go to London tonight.
Then she saw her brother coming.
Not a word to him,
she warned. Stapleton arrived, hot and breathless.
Hello, Beryl,
he said coolly.
I saw a Cyclopides. Very rare for late autumn, but I missed him.
He looked at her intently as he spoke.
Yes, I told Sir Henry that this is not the best time to see the moor,
she replied.
Sir Henry?
Said Stapleton. No, Miss Stapleton, I am not Sir Henry, I interrupted, realizing her mistake. I am only Sir Henry's friend, Dr. Watson. She looked irritated.
Oh, I see. I made a mistake,
she said, embarrassed. Her brother looked curious. She continued,
Dr. Watson, would you like to see Merripit House?